Accident investigators have revealed they've discovered the black box recorder. It's hoped it will hold key information into why the L2 aircraft suddenly plunged into the water off Shetland on Friday. The AAIB published a preliminary report earlier, saying the helicopter suffered a loss of speed and height a few miles from the runway at Sumburgh Airport. They say it landed in the water upright but quickly overturned. As it floated towards the coast, it began to break up. The UK North Sea fleet of Super Puma has four different models, all of which have been grounded. We're expecting to hear later this evening if that suspension will continue. Meanwhile, operators are turning to boat transfer to get workers on and offshore. Philip Strong from Reflex Marine says they've received a spike in demand in recent days. The Aberdeen-based firm is organising an event in the city on Monday for operators to come and find out more about transferring workers by boat.
What we're doing is putting on a seminar, and it'll be an opportunity to go through the whole scenario of, you know, the demands of the operations, the risks of the operations, to help people understand what the best practices would be, and, you know, and to answer any questions and queries they might have.
Meanwhile, Aberdeen MP Frank Doran says with five helicopter incidents in almost 5 years, it's time for a public inquiry into transport in the North Sea.
We need to get independent inspection of everything, every aspect of the industry, and an inquiry similar to the one that was chaired by Lord Cullen is the sort of thing we need. And it will also build confidence. Even the announcement of such an inquiry, I think, will help to build confidence.
Aberdeen City Council has today established a facility for people affected by the crash. It says experienced staff at the Balgarney Lodge Support Centre will offer assistance to bereaved family members, survivors, friends and work colleagues. Tom Cowan is head of social care.
Aberdeen is a city synonymous with the oil and gas industry. It permeates every part of the culture and the dynamic of the city. And consequently, everybody wants to give as much support as they possibly can, but the families really need that opportunity to have a wee bit insulated from that.
The AAIB say the combined voice and flight data recorder will now be taken to Farnborough for analysis. At this point, they say it's still too early to determine the cause of the crash.